Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey everybody, I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today's episode, we're going to talk about a trend that we're starting to see in real estate now, which to me seems like warp speed. We're starting to see this. And that is a lot of mergers and acquisitions are starting to happen in real estate. Companies are buying each other out or joining with each other. You know, they say mergers and acquisitions. And I always say there's no such thing as mergers and acquisitions, because mergers are acquisitions, right? Like someone is taking over, right? Like there's very few joint ventures, right? So usually the bigger company or the company with the most money takes over the smaller company. But what we're starting to see is these like brokerage mega mergers, right? Where these big companies are coming together, you know, Rocket and Redfin and just big companies starting to come together because they want to provide this end-to-end real estate solution. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Another thing that I'm starting to see in real estate in my local market. Now, look, I don't know if this is happening nationwide, but I think it might be. And I know factually it's starting to happen here in Northeastern Pennsylvania, where it seems like every real estate company is also a property management company. You know, I could speak to it here briefly. I just don't think that's a great idea for a lot of people, because I've said this before. I think you can be a great realtor and I think you can be a great property manager, but it is very, very challenging to be both. Look, to be successful in real estate or to be successful in property management takes a tremendous investment in time and resources and energy. I don't think you could balance both of them without one of them suffering. Like, if you want to be a great property manager, go for it. Your real estate business is going to suffer. Well, how do you know that's true, Dave? Well, look, as a realtor, you know, when I was an agent, a solo agent, it was, you know, common for me as a solo agent selling 40 houses a year. No big deal, right? Now, as a broker who also owns a school and a title company and all this other stuff, I don't think I could sell 40 houses this year. I don't know what it would take. You know, probably a divorce and children hating me, and I don't even know. There's not enough time for me to do it. You know, so I tell people all the time, I'm like, man, I think, to be honest with you, I think I'm really a great broker, but at times I'm not the best realtor. And not that my work suffers when I'm working with a client, but I can't work with nearly the volume of clients that I used to work with in the past. I just don't have the time. And I think that starts to happen when brokerages go into property management. It's too hard to do both. At least that's my opinion. But going back to these mega mergers that we're talking about, we're starting to see it, like I said, on the big national market with these big companies. And it's in an effort to provide this end-to-end real estate solution where these companies, they want you searching on their websites, they want you using their agents, and it's not even just the agents anymore. They want you using their agents, they want you using their title companies, they want you using their lenders, they want you to do everything with them from one end of the process to the other, and they're selling it as like a one-stop shop, right? In some ways, can that be helpful? Yeah, I think it can. In some ways, can it be the opposite of that? Yes, I think it can. Bigger doesn't always mean better. I'm a believer in that. You know, I stand by that just from my very own brokerage, right? Like when I opened up the company, my company's my last name, right? I had the opportunity. And, you know, look, to be honest, I mean, we've been pretty successful now. So I still get calls from the big box brokerages. Hey, would you like to franchise with us? And, you know, no thank you, right? That's always been my answer. But I don't think bigger is always better, right? Like one thing about small companies, one advantage that I think I have over these big mega companies is just my agility in the market, right? So like if something changes, I can change pretty rapidly. where big box companies really don't necessarily have that ability to do that. I still think real estate is a person-to-person business. For example, we don't own a mortgage company. We use local lenders instead. And a lot of times when we work with clients who come to us already with a pre-approval, if that pre-approval is from some big company, and you know we're getting an email from their lender and their lender lives halfway across the country, we always recommend that they try to get a pre-approval from a local lender as well, just because I still find value in that face-to-face service. I like the fact that the lenders I use, I know who they are. I see them on a somewhat regular basis. I mean, in some cases, I know their kids. You develop relationships with these people. I think you lose that when you get too big. The other thing too, I think in certain cases, it almost creates like a conflict of interest or limited choices. I have a lot of trusted lenders that we work with. And I think it's important to know that people have the choice, right? Because not everybody's going to hit it off with everybody. I know I always tell my realtors when they recommend a home inspector, recommend more than one. Make sure people know that they could use someone that you don't recommend if that's the choice that they want to make. So while these mega companies want to provide this one-stop shop, I think it can definitely limit competition. It could limit choice. And I think in the long run, that can create some problems. I think it could create some issues. The other thing too, all real estate is local. Right now, certain parts of the country are booming. Northeastern Pennsylvania has still a tremendous shortage in inventory. Now, if you go to Southwest Florida, they're in the middle of a condo crisis, right? They have far more condos. We're starting to see home values in Southwest Florida drop like never before, really, or at least not anytime recently. It's different, right? The real estate market is a local market. What you see in one area, you won't see in another. And look, that can be literally town to town, much less state to state, or as far as the entire country is concerned. So I think small local brokerages will have an advantage over some of the large mega companies as far as local knowledge and local expertise. And I still think at the end of the day, the best way to build a real estate company is making it a referral-based business, right? And how do you get referrals? You build a great reputation. You do a tremendous job. You build genuine relationships with people. And I still think if you can do that, you'll outmaneuver the biggest companies. Now, look, in Northeastern Pennsylvania, most of the top real estate companies here, or many, I should say, of the top real estate companies here, they're not franchises. They are still largely independent brokerages out there doing their thing. We do have some franchises, and they do a nice job too. It's not for everybody, but we are seeing massive amounts of these companies merging together. You know, what does that mean for the business as a whole? I guess time will tell. I certainly don't think these mergers and acquisitions are done. In fact, I think they might just be starting. I think we're going to see more and more of these things happening around. But at the end of the day, as a consumer, if you are looking to buy or sell a house, I think it goes back to the thing I talk about all the time. Work with a realtor that you know, that you trust. Find a company that has some experience, some longevity, some great reviews, a trustworthy reputation, reliable service, and I think you're going to have a good outcome. Bigger isn't always better, although I think the trend now is everybody's trying to get bigger. It's almost like a realtor arms race, if you will. But at the end of the day, it's hard to beat personalized service. And I think if you look for that, it's easy to find. And if you work with great realtors, you end up with a great outcome. That's all for today. I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.